Thank you very much, April. You can have your say on the Roco Filters call line 1300 01 1170, the text 0457 736 736. Now, this one here, Finchy, unlikely hero has to be Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, that was the treble in. Oh, he's a great. Is he coaching now?
I think. Yeah, yeah, coaching Manchester United.
He was a part of the famous Manchester United teams under Alex Ferguson, and he kicked the winning goal in the Champions League final, which sealed the famous treble where they won the. They won the Premier League, they won the FA Cup, and the Champions League.
I'll tell you another unlikely hero. In 2000, Finchie, Chris Muntz wins the Saab Quality, right?
Yep.
Which is now the Lexus Stakes, which you need to win on Derby Day, the 2,500-metre race
get into the Melbourne Cup.
So Chris Muntz, unbeknownst to him, is going to change somebody's life that day because he wins the Saab Quality. A horse called Brew qualifies for the Melbourne Cup, and a 20-year-old is thrown the saddle to go and ride this horse. Go on.
I keep going.
Wins the Melbourne Cup as a 20-year-old. His name was Kieran McAvoy, and I'm pleased to say he's on the line. G'day, Kieran.
G'day, boys. I always greet Muncy with a smile, too, after that, I must say.
Well, my story about the Derby days, I met the Kiwi jockey, Michael Walker. He was a young fellow in 2004, on the Derby Day night at the Crown. We ended up in a few beers. He left me Monday morning, and then he got thrown off his ride Tuesday, and his horse come forth.
No.
And then the jockey, yes, I felt pretty bad about that.
Hey, Kieran, what was the story there? Like, did Muncy have another ride that in the Cup, did he?
Yeah, I was lucky because Muncy had already booked himself on Coco Cabana for Gay Waterhouse. And, I was lucky recipient of a bit of good luck. A few of the other lighter boys had already taken rides, and I was the next in line, having had ridden for Mike Moroney the couple of years prior. Leading up to that. So, Johnny on the spot, right place, right time.
Kieran, who would make that decision? Is it the owners, the trainers, or if you have a relationship with a trainer, would you say, mate, would you put your hand up? How does that decision come about?
Yeah, I suppose a bit of both. I've been lucky enough to have already won on Brew, and I'd ridden winners for Mike Moroney, both in Adelaide and also Melbourne, leading up to it. And, I'd done a bit of work for him. And you know, the horse had 49 kilos, so there wasn't a heap of options for the owners. And credit to Mike, he put my name forward and they put me on the horse. So rest is history, got the job done.
We are chatting with champion hooper Kieran McAvoy. I was actually at the track that day, and I'll never forget this young 20-year-old who there was about three or four ladies who were holding him up. Do you remember that photo, Kieran, where you got three or four young ladies holding him up there and you got the Melbourne Cup trophy? But did you know going into the Saab Quality, now the Lexus, that if that horse won, piloted by Chrissy Muntz, that you'd be riding in the Melbourne Cup?
Well, no, there was no real chat beforehand. But, you look back now and he won that race. I think he had 58 kilos in the Saab or the Lexus, wherever it was at back then, and, you know, dropped to 49. So he was a weighted moral and went home from the barrier draw on the Saturday night, pretty devastated because he drew barrier 24. But, I think to this day I've never given one a better ride over 2 miles. Anyway, I lobbed into a lovely spot, and as I said, with 49 kilos on his back, he was up and sailing as they turned for home at the 400, and away he went.
So when did you know your life's about to change? You're a minute away, or you're 30 seconds away from your life changing. At what point of that race was it? The 400?
About the 800. I was travelling really well, and I could see, I was in a spot where I still had a bit of cover, and I was wheeling into the race under a hold, so to speak. And Brew was so stoutly bred. He was by Sir Tristram out of Horlicks, and he was always going to stay well. And the 600, I just said, right, you know, count here, count to 10, count to 11, and don't go too early, with Flemington being such a long straight. And I was able to just time it right, and away he went. He powered away the last furlong. I was looking around over left shoulder, right shoulder, to try and see if there's any challenges, but he was off and gone.
You talk about great careers. You've had an amazing career, Kieran, but I didn't know you were that young when you think about it now. 20. So that's the Super Bowl of horse racing, is the Melbourne Cup. And you tick that box at 20? Like, I'll just be going, put the hoop up. Yep, that'll do. Mate, that's probably, you know, credit to you to maintain the drive, and, you know, obviously you've gone on to achieve it multiple times more. Has that been a challenge early in your career after having so much success?
Well, it was as you said, it was a great way to open the Group 1 winning account, that's for sure. To think that I only started to 2.5 years earlier, or three and a half years earlier, it was quite surreal in terms of my race riding career. So, I suppose winning big races has kept the drive going, and you know, I've been fortunate enough to get a lot of support and ride some quality horses along the way. And you know, it's all about staying consistent, improving all the time, and you know, as a sportsman, you're always looking to improve, and you know, never resting on your laurels is something that I always lean back on. And there's all these young bucks coming through. You've got to try and stay on your toes and keep up with them. So that's what my focus is, you know, week in, week out.
It's quite a unique situation, the jockeys. Obviously, they're back in the jockey room together, but they're opponents, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, you can go with footy, you go at each other, but then you can go your separate ways. How does it, if someone cuts you off or, you know, obviously there's quite a risk with safety there. How do you go if a jockey... another jockey makes a bad move in front of you, and then you've got to go sit next to him back in the jockey's room.
Yeah, there can be a few blues, you know, a few words anyway. Obviously, you know,
I tell you what, I've never met a jockey who's not good on the lip, let me tell you.
Yeah, there's always a bit of chirp going on.
Yeah.
You know, whether you're giving it or receiving it, but no, it's good fun. And as you said, it's a funny sort of game because you are back in the sheds together and you're going out there and competing against each other. You've got to just switch on when you go out, but at the same time we all get along really well. We understand the job at hand, and you know, there's a fine line between getting it right and wrong, safety wise and competitive wise. So there's a good rapport between all the riding group up here in Sydney. Obviously I'm lucky enough to ride in the metropolitan area, where there's, you know, stocks full of talent, but quality sportsmen and quality jockeys and horsemen and women as well. So great lineup of jockeys that we've got here, and it's a dangerous game, but it's a great game, and everyone knows the boundaries.
Finchie, early last year, rugby league is on its heels because of COVID, and then all of a sudden Peter Valandis, he gets the job done, and there's pictures of Peter Valandis everywhere. But there couldn't be bigger pictures than the McAvoy household. He comes up with this initiative along with Racing New South Wales. They'd come up with this race, a $15 million race. Mm. And this young man called Kieran McAvoy has the hide, the temerity, the audacity, the sheer shame to win three of the first four.
Well, I tell you what, I reckon Kieran would have been in need of a quiddy. He only won about seven Boomer Cups before it. So it's lucky he got those three Everests on top,
Hey, can you confirm this one? I was speaking to Aaron Molan of Channel 9. So, Finchie, Aaron Molan has worked the day, goes home, goes to the Botlo, and there's Kieran McAvoy in there, and he's buying a shite load of champagne, right?
He's buying the company. That's what he's buying, not the bottle.
But Aaron hasn't been watching the races that day. So she goes, oh, Kieran, how you doing? Did you see the Everest today?
I won it.
Just bloody rode the thing. Is that true, Kieran?
That's true. I was lining up. I think she was just in front of me, and I was there was a party on it at our house, and I don't know how much champagne there, but I had a bit of everything. I feel bad actually because Erin took a photo and she put it on I think it was Instagram or Twitter or somewhere, and someone wrote in and said, I hope he bought you those couple of bottles of Chardonnay. And you know what? I actually didn't. So I thought I was a tight artist. I should have bought her a couple of bottles that she was buying.
How does those races stack? Like, obviously, I've always gets confused. And I know, Sugar, you're across. I love a punt, but I'm not as smart and knowledgeable about the races. Like, it's the Melbourne Cup's got the history.
Yeah.
But I never understand it because it's the 3,200. I mean, that's about the only 3,200 race. Yeah. The Caulfield Cup's 2,400. And then a lot of Australian races are a lot shorter than that. But obviously that's the history around the race that stops the nation. Kieran, where is it now? How does it, in terms of the passion you have or the passion the jockeys have, that the history of it compared to how much money you can earn from a race, where does that sort of all line up?
Yeah, I mean, our industry, we're very lucky. We've got such great prize money. You know, you look at other countries, you know, England and France, they're racing around for bloody pittance, really. Mm. And we've got a great thriving industry, lucky to be able to keep going through COVID. And you're right, now, you know, there's been a new dynamic, you know, a change around the corner. We've got a great race like the Everest now. And you know, everyone's focus has changed a little bit. But, you know, as far as for mine, the heritage of the Melbourne Cup is unbelievable. It's a great feeling to be able to compete in a race that's been around for so long. And, you know, times are changing a little bit. Like I said, there's a new race on the scene, the Everest and the Golden Eagle and whatnot up here, which are all short distance races. But you know, we're so blessed to have a thriving industry, and that's what we're seeing at the moment.
Classique Legend is back trialling and trialled unbelievably is what I'm hearing as well, Kieran. But let's look ahead to, well, it is my favourite race, which is the Melbourne Cup. Have you locked in anything yet for 2021?
Well, we're not sure if we can get down there.
Ah.
Yeah, at the moment, we're just, because I'm obviously based in Sydney, it's a little bit tricky. We're waiting to see what the government can deal us. Whether we can get down there remains to be seen, obviously, because I'm booked to ride on the Everest up here, which is just over 2 weeks before the Melbourne Cup. So, yeah, we're waiting patiently to hear from Martin Pakula, the sports minister, to see whether things open up a little bit and we can get down there. So, yeah, stay tuned.
Away from Classic Legend, what other horse are you most looking forward to riding in the spring, Kieran?
I'm looking forward to Hungry Heart. I've got her next week in the Epsom, which is a great race to ride in. She's had two runs back and been in good order, running well last time behind very Elegant on a track that was a bit soft for her liking, Hungry Heart. So if we can get some dry weather leading up to the Epsom, she drops all the way down to 51.5 kilos. So look for her to be a good each way chance. That's Saturday week.
Yeah, Kieran, can I just tell you something about my co-host here, Joel Kane? He's a very selfish man, because you think he's asking questions. He asked that question, who are you looking forward to riding? And he went straight for his pen and paper, and he wrote, Hungry Heart couldn't get down on that piece of paper quick enough, sugar.
Nah, with a big tick next to it, too.
Tick, tick, tick.
Whilst I've got the pen in hand, let's whip through these really quickly.
Actually, can you just send us all your tips through for all your best rides?
Well, Kieran's got to go, because we've kept him on some time, and we've also got to go. But I want to hit you really quickly with horses I like tomorrow. Not always the ones you're on, Kieran, but race one, I'm keen on our intrigue. You're on Crystal Pegasus. How do you see that race?
Yeah, my horse, Crystal Pegasus, winner two back. I think our intrigue is the one to beat. There doesn't look to be much speed in the race, which brought my horse undone last time. He over-raced last time. So, you know, I need a bit of tempo on in the race, which doesn't look to be there in this race tomorrow. So your horse is going to be hard to beat, our intrigue.
Race four, I think this might be your ride of the day. No Compromise. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do agree. Was unlucky in the Newcastle Cup. 53 kilos there tomorrow, which looks a great weight for him. And he's arguably an easier race. Stays really well. He's in good form. I think he's my best ride of the day.
Yeah, I think it was named after my missus too, No Compromise. So.
Yeah. Race five, my best of the day, Home Affairs. But I'm very, very nervous of your one sort of stayed at a bit of a price.
Yeah, he's come back from a little let up in good order. He's got good New Zealand form. How that stacks up here, I'm not sure. He does have to give weight to all the other runners. Like, he's got to give a kilo to your horse, Home Affairs, and 4 kilos and sometimes even more to the fillies down the bottom. So hopefully he can run well, my horse. I think Home Affairs is a nice chance. He's had three trials and looks to be going well. In his last trial, he was a good winner. So it's a good race, that.
Where does Giannis finish in the Golden Rose, Kieran?
He was a good winner last time. It looks to be a good even race. I think Animo is the deserved favourite. He's got all the spruik around him. I've drawn a bit of a tricky gate on Giannis. I'm not sure where I'll land in the run, but I think he's an each-way player because he's got a bit of class on his side.
No reason Ice Bath can't win the Golden Pendant, is there?
She ran well second up. It was a funny sort of race. They went steady and then they took off halfway. I think she can be a good player there tomorrow. She's each-way odds. 54 kilos on her back. There's no reason why she can't run well.
After the racing tomorrow, what's Kieran McAvoy diving into? The rugby league prelims or the
some,
AFL grand
some
final?
Getting some champagne and he's going.
Oh, yes. What are you looking forward to over the weekend?
Yeah, I'm actually I'm looking forward to watching the Rabbits tonight. Ooh. And then tomorrow I'm quite, because I love my AFL as well, so I'm quite happy that the AFL finals played tomorrow night, and I'll be able to sit down and watch all that. I can't remember the last time I was able to sit down and watch an AFL final live, so looking forward to that. I don't know who wins. I just hope it's a good game.
Well, Brian Fletcher, my colleague, he's had an epiphany that your Bunnies win tonight. I've had an epiphany that Chris Waller absolutely wins his first Melbourne Cup. So if you get to go to Melbourne, try and get down there with Waller, which you've got a great combo anyway, Kieran. So congratulations, mate, on what you've achieved, and thanks for your time here on Drive with Joel and Fletch on SEN.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
We certainly will, particularly with these notes I've got written down.
Do you know what I find fascinating, like the horses and even horse trainers, like It's amazing sport. Oh, yeah.
You know what? They're all humble knockabouts. Yeah. That's what you get with them. This is the Workwear Tradies Hour. Thanks to King G, pushing limits on comfort, technology and design. Plenty more still to come right here on Drive with Joel and Fletch.